Well, it's my pleasure to welcome Chad Brown to Racetrackers. Good evening, Chad.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, well, large congratulations are in order. Congratulations. I was so happy to see you win the Preakness last week with cloud computing. I managed to get in the infield and saw how happy everybody was, and it's obviously a big win for you, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a huge day for us.
I mean, it played out a little bit the way you'd spoken on the show a little earlier about how cloud computing was a little bit behind the eight ball, having started his career a little late, but that you thought the distance would help him, and it seems like he peaked beautifully at the right time.
Yeah, he did. He's lightly raced for us. We took a patient approach with him and let him develop through the winter and into the spring now on his own terms. And that little break between the wood and the Preakness really did him good. The horse, he got stronger, and he really moved forward in the Preakness, as you could see.
Right. I mean, he showed a real determination, to wear down the winner there. It wasn't an easy task because the winner wasn't really coming back to him. It wasn't like he passed a tired horse. He seemed to show some real grit.
He did, yeah. And that's a lot what we've seen with this horse. In his early training, he's a very competitive horse. He's like that in the mornings. In his first three races of his career, he never quit. He always tried hard. And, he's a really exciting horse. And, you can go through a lot of horses trying to get one like this.
Well, it was nice to see you win for the Klarovich people and Seth Klarman and William Lawrence. They put so much into the game, and it's nice to see them. Nice to see them get a win.
Yeah. They've been very loyal supporters of our barn for sure, and they've been in the game a long time. And they've had some real nice highlights, but this is the top of them all right here. And it couldn't happen to two more deserving owners.
Well, that's great, and it was nice to see a team of Javier. I thought I'm going to speak to Javier Castellano later on the show, but I thought his ride was perfect. I know you're a trainer who handicaps trips. Did you think about how it would go, and did you get a sense that Classic Empire might challenge Always Dreaming earlier this time?
We're hopeful of that. You go right after him early, as early as he did, but I felt like he really should engage the horse at some point, if he wants to beat him. Just don't let him, dictate his own terms the entire race. And yeah, I think it was a good strategy. He nearly pulled it off. And it, provided us with a good trip from a good post and gave both horses a fair shot to slug it out down the lane. And luckily we were able to put our head on the line first.
Right. No, I mean, it was tremendous. I mean, I watched it from the boxes and the old Pimlico there, and it was just about as thrilling as you could be. I mean, it was thrilling on TV, but it was thrilling live too. I thought the people at Pimlico did a very nice job. It's a difficult facility for them to fit that many people in, and it's a little bit of a carnival, but I thought they did a really good job.
Yeah, they always do. Every time we go there and participate, whether we're in the Preakness or not, we run stake horses on that weekend. Pimlico is always very, very good about providing good accommodations, and it's a charming old track that obviously has a lot of history, and it's just an exciting place, and when you're able to win the big one, it's even better.
No, obviously. Well, that's great. I guess it's probably too early for you to tell whether he's on track for the Belmont or whether you're thinking about that, but do you have any thoughts yet?
Not yet. So far, the horse has emerged from the race in very good order. He just went back to the track and seems to be moving well. Give myself a little bit of time through the weekend, beginning of next week, to make a final determination on the Belmont. But right now, we're not going to rule it out.
Good. Excellent. Wonderful. Well, I want to let you go, but we'd be remiss. The whole world loves Lady Eli, and you're taking her out west this weekend to run in the Gamely. Can you tell us a little bit what the thoughts were about going west for glory or going west for gold?
Yeah. Well, just the timing of the race. It seems to fit well in her schedule. Coming out of the Jenny Wiley and trying to get to the Diana at Saratoga, I didn't see much else for her to do. Another reason is we're going to try to campaign on only grade ones this year. We think that's what she deserves.
Okay.
And also the probability of firm turf out west, very appealing.
Right.
First firm ground that she should get it. there Saturday. So all those things made it made the decision to go out west. So, although I don't like to ship that far in the middle of a season, but just don't really have any other options.
Well, I mean, we'll all be rooting for her. She deserves a win. We know all she's been through and all you've been through to get her back. So we're all rooting for her. Well, you know, it's for an old timer like me, it's hard to have the Memorial Day weekend without the Met Mile. But we'll plug on and we'll root for Lady Eli for you on over this weekend instead. But Chad, I can't thank you. I know how busy you are. I know how many interviews you were requested and asked for, and we at Racetrack just greatly appreciate your time. And we look forward to speaking to you again whenever you'd like.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Chad Brown, everyone. Thanks so much.
Thank you.